Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
To episode 54 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. It is the middle of the day, so we are drinking coffee. It's Friday, lunchtime on Friday. Lila's down for her nap. Allie's taking a lunch break.
Wait, is yours decaf? Or
yes, mine is decaf. So
I've been nursing the same coffee since
you got here at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I've mentioned this on the pod before. If my sleep score is above a certain number, then that dictates to me how much caffeine I get to have for the day. I'm like, you got a good night's sleep. You do not need to have more caffeine to function. And so I try to limit it. Now, for the longest time, getting decaf cold coffee at home was basically impossible.
Yeah.
But the brand Stock, you know, brand I'm talking about, they started making a decaf cold brew.
Is it good?
Would you like to try it? And there's no sweetener in it. It's just half and half. I know you usually put sugar in your coffee.
Yeah. Well, how do you drink that? Like, there's nothing to it.
Well, it tastes like coffee. It's delicious. I love it. Anyway, so this story, I'm a little bit extra, okay? I really wanted to try this.
Oh, did you guys hear that?
For once, I'm the extra one.
She is extra.
So I really wanted to try this. I saw a YouTuber talk about it. And the best way to find out if your grocery store has stuff in stock, I was willing to like drive to a whatever Jewel or Target or wherever I needed to go to get it, right? I have mom's car this week while she's out of town. I was like, I'm gonna go find this decaf cold brew. And so I went on Instacart, not with the intention to Instacart it to me, but just to figure out where it was in stock.
Oh.
Nowhere had it. The closest thing in stock was at Caputo's, 8 miles away.
You did not.
I Instacarted it.
Oh.
You thought I drove 8 miles to Caputo's? No.
There's a Caputo's
eight miles. I don't know where it is, but that was on Instacart. That was the closest place that had it in stock.
In Elmwood Park.
Yeah. No, I did not drive there.
40 minutes.
Yeah. I Instacarted it, and I got three of them so that I would hit free shipping.
Okay.
So all I had to do was pay delivery, the tip on the delivery, which I felt like it was a bit extra to literally just get cold brew, decaf cold brew at home.
I don't really think that's extra.
Okay.
I mean, I'm like really obsessed with these chips right now, and I went to Whole Foods just to get a bag of them because they were limited edition. So like,
okay.
It's like, yeah.
I mean, anyway, I'm very thankful because the other thing is that if I'm going to bed early, like my regular time, at this time of day, I can't have caffeine. It's too late in the day.
Yeah.
I can only have caffeine at this point if I'm planning to stay up past my bedtime. So
yeah.
I'm very thankful for my decaf whole brew. It's yummy.
Valid.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking a vanilla sweet cream cold brew from Starbucks. I like want to find like a good Starbucks order that's like not, because like I would get like an iced vanilla latte with oat milk and like, you know, they put like 6 pumps of vanilla in it.
You could adjust that.
I know.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the Instagram Macro Barista?
No.
So there's this guy who has an Instagram, and his job is to make less caloric Starbucks orders.
Oh.
And so you should follow him. He has caloric. A ton. Yeah.
Caloric.
Lower calorie. Less caloric. Mm. You never heard that word?
Not, like, out loud. I've seen it, like, right, written, but I...
All right. Where do you want to start? You want to start with your evening?
Oh, my night last night?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to have a little bit of a thirsty Thursday, which I went out with one of my old friends from school, and he and I used to be like really bad influences on each other, like very bad, like to the point where like we were in college, so like, yeah, we were drinking a lot, but like it was just like whatever. So I knew going into this evening, because last time we got drinks, he drove. So, like, it was more of, like, a, you know.
Chill.
Yeah. Or got dinner. But, no. So, we...
Well, it started with happy hour.
Well, it wasn't, we didn't go anywhere for happy hour. I was just kind of calling it that. Like, we didn't go anywhere until like 7:30.
Oh, when you said you had happy hour, I thought you meant like you were going somewhere for happy hour.
Yeah, no. Oh. And so we were trying to go to Pearl Club, which is like over on Grand, like right like by where he lives. And it was closed for a private event. So we were like, okay.
Of course it was.
So we went across the street to the Dawson, and I actually had the worst espresso martini I've ever had in my entire life. Like, the ones I make at home are better. Like, way better. Like, by a long shot. Like, it was... we didn't finish them.
Oh.
And they were... Literally, just guess how expensive they were.
Well, given the part of town you were in, I would, like... 23.
Our tab was $50 for two espresso martinis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyways. So then...
Hold on. Before you go on, what are your thoughts on sending drinks back if they're that bad?
I think that's totally fair.
Okay.
I don't think that... The guy who was bartending, like, seemed stressed. And, like, we weren't, like... It like, wasn't that... Like, if it was... If I knew how expensive it was going to be...
Yeah, I mean, if I'm at a nice place...
It's, like, not... I mean, it's pretty nice, yeah.
I mean, if you're paying that much for a cocktail...
It was Reposado tequila, so maybe that, like, added to the...
But still, if I'm at a nice place and I know I'm going to be paying a good amount for a cocktail, if I don't like it, like, especially something like that, it's one thing if you order, like, a cocktail off their menu, right? And then it's, like... It doesn't taste good, or you don't like it, and you're like, well, maybe that's your fault. Like, you fucked up and ordered something bad. But if you're ordering, like, a classic cocktail and it doesn't taste like you're expecting it to taste, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm saying this. I don't think I've ever sent a drink back.
I have.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean...
Unless it's really obvious. What was the other day when you ordered a tequila soda and it was vodka soda? That wasn't the other day. It was, like, weeks ago. But do you remember that?
Well, no.
So it was mezcal. Remember?
Oh, yes. So I did
something like that. Yes, I would send that back, right? You ordered a margarita, like, and they brought it.
Mezcal is a acquired taste.
Yes, right. You ordered, like, a margarita, and it came with mezcal. That you sent back. That's totally fair.
Yeah. And so...
Anyways. Shitty espresso martini.
Yes. And then we decided to go to Money Gun, which is, like, one of my favorite places. It's kind of, like, a little... Very much a speakeasy vibe. Very, like, first date or, like... Okay. Whatever, and they have all these classic cocktails, but they do their own, like, twist on them. So, like, you'll order, like, an amaretto sour or something. Did I even say that right?
Amaretto.
Yeah, and it just, like, it's, like, a little bit different than, like, or, like, they have, like, a Long Island, but it's, like, you
Not
know.
Not just, yeah.
So, and, like, I just did a whole 360 and got a French 75, and then I got two bee's knees.
So you just went gin.
And then, I was just like, and then Jamie goes, so should we go to Boys Town?
Which is, like, the opposite direction.
It was almost a $30 Uber because it was literally, like, a 20-minute drive.
Yep.
So we go to Roscoe's.
Okay.
Have you been to Roscoe's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I had never been to Roscoe's. It goes really far back.
Yeah. I mean, I love a gay bar.
Packed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have prefaced. Yeah, Jamie's, like, one of my gay best friends.
Yeah. And Boys Town is the LGBTQ neighborhood here in Chicago, yeah. And Roscoe's is a hands-down gay bar.
Yeah. And we get there, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's packed. And then we go to the bar, and Jamie and I are talking about, like, wow, it's, like, so busy. And this guy, he's, like, standing there, and he goes, what, you never been to a Thirsty Thursday before? And then whips his head and walks off, and I'm like... Period. Okay.
Yes.
And it was literally, like, a whole event. There was, like, drag, like, oh my God, it was crazy. And two tequila sodas, $4.
Wait, okay. So you went back to tequila.
Oh yeah. I went back to tequila.
Okay.
And I go, I look at the receipt and I go, is this right? And he was like, yeah, it's a deal tonight. I'm like, okay, so then when we went back to get another one, I thought it was like she was, like, doing it to be nice.
Yeah.
$4. I'm like...
So $2 tequila. I mean, was it shitty tequila?
I don't know. At that point...
Yeah, you don't care.
So then we were like, okay, the music's not good because, like, we didn't really know anything. And so we were like, I want to, like, shake my ass. Like, I want to hear something, like, good, yeah. you know? Like, I want to hear, like, Nicki Minaj or something right now. Like, that's the vibe. So we go across the street to Progress or something. Oh, no, 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 no. Not the vibe. At all.
There was the one right across the street on the corner?
Yeah, it's Progress.
Is that what it's called? Okay. I've never been in there, but I've seen, like, a line out the door.
No, that's the line for Sidetrack.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
We thought about Sidetrack, too. But anyways, Progress Bar was not the vibe. It was, like, strippers and all. Yeah. Anyways, so we were like, nope. And we were like, okay, let's go to Scarlet. And Scarlet, I love Scarlet. But so we walk into Scarlet, and it's it's Glee versus Pitch Perfect Night. I freaked out. I was like, is this real? I, like, walk in to, like... And it's all the song, like, all the songs from Glee are playing, and then they have, like, a video, like, the video of, like, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I know.
The fact that you didn't call me immediately is
bullshit. Well, that's what I was waiting to tell you. But see, Jamie, like, doesn't know that stuff.
Oh, that's unfortunate for him.
He's never seen Pitch Perfect. And I was like, bro, what? So I
think we need to have a movie night.
So I was, like, having the time of my life.
Like, rip off, like, break off.
We got two guys dressed as the Cheerios. We have,
the Cheerios?
Glee.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The Cheerios?
Yes. The Cheerleaders. Why don't I remember that? Yeah. And then, Sue Sylvester is walking around with the mic, and Defying Gravity comes on.
Like the Rachel Berry version?
Yeah, Rachel Berry version, and... Oh my god, it was so funny. Oh my god, it was just so great.
That's amazing.
But the night did not end there.
Oh.
Then Jamie was like, let's go to the store, which is a bar on Halsted.
The store?
It's called The Store. It's like
right. Most of Boys Town is on Halsted.
No, this is back in Lincoln Park.
Oh, Scarlet was back in Lincoln Park?
No, The Store.
Oh.
The Store is back in Lincoln Park.
Oh, you just said Halsted. I'm like, that's... It's like... Boys Town is Halsted.
The Store is Kitty Quarter to, like, Marquee Lounge and J9, like, right over there.
Oh, okay.
And super dive bar, super chill vibes. Like, we were just gonna chill.
Okay.
And I was basically the DJ because it was Touch Tunes and it was, like, just me playing songs that I wanted to play. It was lit. And then people were, like, getting in a fight and I was like, all right. I want to sing.
So you went to Brando's.
So we get an Uber to Brando's just for them to close right as we got there. And I'm like, I'm fucking cold. I'm going home. Good night. I'm like, this is my sign to go home. But yeah, so we were all over the place.
So they close kind of early on a Thursday then.
It says they close at 2, but I think Thursdays is one of those days where it's like, if it's dead, they're going to close.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of bars in general are like that. Mm-hmm. If it's dead and after a certain time, they're just like, forget it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna close.
Yeah. And it was like 1. So like
it was time
at that point it was like I was gonna go and sing like a song.
Right.
So anyways.
Yeah, but you've been talking about going to Brando's to sing Wicked like for days.
Yeah, so that's all.
Good. That's so fun. I'm very jealous of your Glee Pitch Perfect.
It was amazing. But they do stuff like that all the time.
Okay, then we need to...
From like 8 p.m. to midnight.
Which is free. Okay, so we need to follow them on Instagram.
They have Boy Band Mania coming up.
Whoa. Okay. Are you not messing with your hair?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So first things first. I guess it's not first anymore. Kristen Bell posted that Leighton Meester is going to be in... Season 2 of Nobody Wants This.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm really curious, like, where is she fitting into that crew? But it's so cute. I mean, it's her husband, so it's kind of funny, but...
Okay, fun.
Yeah, super fun, right?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. So that's super random, but I just saw it literally on Instagram yesterday and was like, oh, let me tell Allie. And then I was like, wait, let me tell Allie tomorrow on the pod.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so hard in general.
I know.
You and I see each other and it's like, are we allowed to talk?
I know. It's like, do you watch White Lotus?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shoot.
Is it good?
It's so good. The new season came out, and I watched the first episode. It's like, it's very, like, Black Mirror, kind of.
I never watched those either.
It's like, a ton of, like, you know, like, well-known actresses actors and
yeah,
actors. What? I don't know what I'm trying to say. But anyway, so White Lotus is like a Four Seasons or something, like a hotel brand. And so each season is like a different like
location.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like this one's Thailand. But like something like it's just like something so off like the entire time you watch it, and in the end it's like someone dies or something.
Okay.
So it's like it's really good.
That's cool. I mean, I've been to Thailand, so
yeah.
I feel like I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
We stayed at some really cool hotels when we were there. Because everything is so, in comparison to what you're used to paying in the U.S., is so inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were staying at super nice hotels for, like, $100 a night.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy.
Well, maybe the hotel that you stayed at is where they filmed it.
One of them. I mean, it's a big country, Allie.
I know, but...
You know, that would be really cool.
You never know.
Yeah. We had a great time. That's where we went for our honeymoon.
Okay, so is that all you had, or?
No, I have one other thing. It's a hair product that I've been enjoying.
Okay.
I'm trying to embrace my natural wave,
mm-hmm.
kind of wave.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not watching on YouTube, you can't see me playing with my hair and Allie assessing my hair. I need a haircut in a bad way. I have one scheduled. It's my ends are gross. Don't look at my ends. And my hair, I need to dye my hair because Mom didn't do it before she left. And so that's all. Don't look at that either. But otherwise.
I'll just look dumb.
Okay. I'm trying to embrace my waves. The product is called Divi. Have you heard of this brand? Have you heard of Dani Austin, the influencer? I think we've talked about her before.
No.
Yes, you have, because we've talked about this before.
Divi Hair?
Divi.
Oh.
It's green?
Oh. No, I've never heard of this before.
Okay, but have you heard of Dani Austin? You go to her before her.
Dani, how do you spell Dani?
D-A-N-I, Austin.
Yeah, we have talked about her before.
Yeah. So she created this brand called Divi. And a lot of times I'm really skeptical of like an influencer created product, right? I'm like,
that's so funny you say that, because I was saying how like I like will die on a hill about Rhodes Skin.
Right.
And like my friends are like respectfully like, you can't trust a celebrity-owned brand.
Totally, and I get that. And so I resisted for a long time. And I like Dani, and I like following her. And so I resisted ordering anything from Divi because I just felt like it was silly. But she came out with a new product, and every, like, you know, influencer that she sent it to and all that, just, like, it looked really enticing. And it was an air-dry cream. And it was a cream that you put in when you're going to wear your hair naturally. And I have been on the hunt for something that I liked for air dry for, I mean, it feels like my whole life. Like, I feel like everything is either not enough, and so it doesn't give it that definition, and it leaves it frizzy, or it's too much, and then it's, like, crunchy, right?
Yeah, right.
And so this stuff, I feel like, is the perfect in-between.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it is, it gives it, like, that extra wave, but it's not crunchy. So
yeah.
I really, really am enjoying it.
Try it.
Yeah. I also have, because of course I can't pay for shipping. So I also ordered the leave-in conditioner, which I'm also enjoying, but I don't feel like, it's not like necessarily life-changing, but.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't just necessarily dislike it, but.
Sorry, I'm being weird. I don't really.
Yeah, you are being weird. I feel like it's so, I'm sure somebody has got to relate to me on this. You know, you're going to buy, I think the product was like $22 or something, right? And then it's like free shipping is $40.
Mm-hmm.
And shipping was like $8. And so I'm like, I could pay $30 for one product, or I could pay $40 for two, you know? And it's just like, I can't justify it. I don't want to pay for shipping.
I know. I get it. I actually haven't online shopped in a really long time, which, like a couple weeks. So, like,
a really long time, a couple weeks.
Everyone should be really proud of me. Okay, so let's move on. This is something I would like to incorporate into, and yes, it's Giggly Squad does it, but we're going to do it.
Okay. Are we just going to steal everything from Giggly Squad?
I think Hannah and Paige would be okay with that. So, it's not really the same, but anyway, they do this newsletter where we're not going to do a newsletter, but because we don't have freaking time for that. But they do a
newsletter. I barely get my own business newsletter out once a week.
So they do this, and they do like, and I think this is just something we can talk about on the pod, and then can be like one of our posts.
Okay.
So what we're wearing this week, like, uh-huh. you know, what we're watching, what we're using, what's in our homes, which we don't have to do that, and, like, what we're accessorizing with, which we also don't have to do that. But then, and, like, I was thinking it would be fun to, like, then, like, post it on Instagram. So if it's, like, okay, like, what are you wearing? Like, obviously, like, every week would be, like, the airy trousers. And so I would post
the fucking airy trousers, you guys.
So, anyways.
Okay. So are we doing that now?
Yeah.
Okay. So first category is wearing.
Yeah, what are we wearing?
Like, actually in this moment or just, like, in general in life?
Do you guys want an OOTD? No.
Oh, okay. Well, I was unsure.
No. Like, what are we wearing this week? Or, what is, you know, that?
I mean, I feel like I wear the same thing all the time. But I think I did mention these on the pod, but I'm really tempted to buy another pair, is those Old Navy joggers.
Okay.
I like them better than my, I almost said this totally wrong, but my Athleta ones.
Oh, period.
And they're probably, like, a third of the price, even
not
on sale. And so I have a set of Old Navy cash coming up that starts, like,
one that they gave
in January.
Yeah, no, they gave us, I got that one, like, in December. And they were like, you can't use this till March. But, like, oh, okay, for sure. Yeah.
So I just found mine the other day and I was like, March 1st, perfect timing.
Yeah.
So I can go shopping for the trip, and I may need another pair of those joggers.
Yeah. Well, love that. Recent purchase that I've been loving. Also Old Navy. I got a brown, it was on clearance. I literally got it for like $10. Brown blazer. I love accessorizing with a blazer with like jeans or something. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it really elevates the look.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm wearing.
Did you get it in person or did you order online?
I got it in person.
Wow. When did you go to Old Navy?
Like a week ago. Like right before mom left, we went for a sec.
Wow.
It was like very much like, I can't look at my screen right now. Like, can we just run to Old Navy?
Yikes. Thanks for the invite.
I think it was, I don't know. Anyways, moving on from that. Okay, what are you watching?
Nothing, actually.
Oh, we can do what are we reading too.
Yeah. So, because of all I've been doing is reading or working, I have been, like, I've been listening to podcasts and books and stuff. I haven't been watching anything. Like, ever since I finished binging Gossip Girl from my, like, packing, unpacking comfort.
Well, what podcasts are you listening to?
The same ones I always listen to.
Oh, okay.
Nothing new.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not watching anything.
Okay. Well, I'm watching a lot of things all the time. So, I would say this new season of Summer House just came out, so that's, speaking of Paige, so that's why.
One of the podcasts I listen to, sometimes I will skip when she does guest episodes because I just, if it's somebody I don't care about. This week she had, it was somebody from Summer House, but I don't think it was Paige. It was.
Oh, Amanda.
Amanda.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
I love Amanda.
I mean, I didn't listen to it because Amanda's
one of the, Amanda and Kai are the ones that own Lover Boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I didn't listen to it, but.
Yeah, she's great. Love her. Okay, what we're using? Well, you already did yours.
Yeah, my hair products.
What am I using? I recently started using, like, those little, like, dissolvable retainer cleaners.
I saw that purchase on Amazon.
And I really like it. So my little retainer just sits in its little, like, tub of whatever that is. And it soaks in it all day. And then at night, it's, like, crystally clean.
You're so good. I don't wear a retainer anymore.
I wear my retainer every single day. Every single night.
Cheers to you.
Thank you.
I did place an old order this week.
I just messed with my hair again.
Yep. That doesn't surprise me. So I thought I would share what I ordered. Oh, and I just opened my email to read to you. I just got a shipping notification. Love that for me. Okay. So
I'm also using Good Molecule sunscreen.
Interesting. Why that one?
I don't know.
So I went to place an old order because I was out. There was a couple things that I was out of. or was like about to be out of, and you know when you're gonna be on a trip and you don't want to take something that's like hidden pan. You're like, what if I run out of it on the trip? Like, I need the fresh one for the trip, right? So I placed an old order. So I got the thing I ordered that I needed was the Essence powder foundation. Mm-hmm. That I use to just basically like mattify my face. I don't really care about the coverage so much.
Mattify?
Yeah. That's a word. Mattify.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. It sounded like a word from Wicked or something. I don't know. I spilled.
Mattify is an actual word, not a word from Oz. The e.l.f. brow pencil, same thing. Mine is like pretty low, and so I wanted a fresh one for my trip. The hyaluronic acid from The Ordinary.
Okay.
I was basically out of it. And then the, I lost mine. I don't know if I lost it in the move or traveling, but the e.l.f. little four-piece eyeshadow.
Okay.
I like that for travel because it's just four colors and like that's plenty to go on a trip. I don't even really put eyeshadow on anymore, but I thought maybe being on vacation without a child, I would like maybe do my makeup more elaborately.
Yeah.
So, I got it.
I still want to do...
Oh, yeah, do my makeup.
Okay, but Mom really wants me to do hers, too.
Oh, my gosh. Fun.
So, but here's what I'm thinking. I feel like we just, like, set up a little thing, right? Yeah. And I, like, do both of you... Because I have, like, shades for both of you, probably. But I also think it would be fun, and we could, like, kind of vlog it. I want to, like, take Mom to, like, Ulta or, like, Sephora and be like, okay, here's the products I think you should get. And they're not... I'm not going to, like, take her to, like... the Dior section, but you know, like rare, like
yeah, she buys the NARS concealer regularly, like
yes, mom, because of me. So I'm like, and that's a great concealer.
It is for her, especially for her skin.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's too creamy for me.
Yeah, I use it. Sometimes.
I use the e.l.f. hydrating.
Oh, I recently got the House Labs concealer, which I do like. I think I did talk about that, but anyway, so we need to. Plan that maybe like a night that like the three of us can like do something.
Go do makeup and then like go get dinner or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the last thing is the Garnier micellar water. I ran out and tried to go get the Walgreens brand because I was like, oh, I'm gonna save a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. It was awful. It was so oily and so gross. It made my skin just feel like I just hated it. So I was like, well, if I'm placing an old order, I'm going to get the one I like.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it.
I think another one would be good like what we're replacing. Like what are we buying again? Like, you know,
it could just be what are we buying?
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're buying me is basically stuff for the house all the time besides that old order I just shared. So here's what I'm waiting for from Amazon right now. Shelves for the cookbooks in the kitchen. Actually, a new swimsuit that has nothing to do with the Amazon and is about our trip. Sam bought one of those like old lady grocery cart things because he misses going to Mariano's. I don't know why. Trader Joe's is great. He misses Mariano's. No, you agree with him. Yeah. So, but
he's not a Trader Joe's person anymore. Like in any capacity.
All right. Whatever. Baby gates and napkin holders.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's really fun.
I'm buying my bridesmaid's dress.
Did you finally do that?
Yeah. I don't know where the hell that thing is.
Yikes.
I did that a long time ago.
Yeah, but they're like all custom made, so it takes a while typically. They don't just like have them in stock, I don't think.
What else am I buying? Nothing.
Wow.
That's fucking lie. I'm probably buying something. I just don't know. I probably have something like... that's gonna like arrive.
Show up at your house tomorrow.
Oh, I did buy that. I'm LOLing because
I'm in Amazon.
Well, wait. I totally threw Elise under the bus in the past like couple weeks.
Every episode, poor Elise. We've been like,
and Elise is like one of our like avid sisters, like us listeners.
Yeah,
like
no, my she's roommates the best.
Are on top of it.
You got new Apple Watch.
No, that's Mom.
Oh, that was Mom. I just assumed it was you. Sorry.
So I would like to say, Elise, I know that your birthday is March 17th and not March 18th. So I'm sorry.
Public apology.
Yeah. friend from home, Allie's birthday's March 18th, so, but not an excuse, should have known. It was so funny when I told her that, she was like, oh yeah, and yours is May 23rd, right?
Oh, perfect. And I was like, was she being serious or was she being?
She was joking.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyways, so.
It's funny.
And then I also threw her under the bus by saying, well, did she tell you we went to Ulta? Did she tell you this? Did she tell you that? And
but see, we didn't actually call her by name. I just said roommate.
I know. And I will say, yes, we went to Ulta, but I was the one who had, like, a handful of random shit that I didn't need, and she went for her shampoo and conditioner, so. Sorry, Elise. Love you. XOXO.
You're the bad influence.
I know. I fear I am in most cases. Oh, I discovered what my red flag is.
Okay.
And I have a lot of them. Oh. Okay. Like.
Oh, I love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's my red flag. I, and Elise brought this to light today. I am like the queen of preconceived notions. In the sense where it's like, if I don't like something, like, even if I haven't met it yet or haven't read it yet or haven't, like, whatever, I'm like, I do not like it. So, for example, an influencer or something, I'm like, no, I don't like them. Even if they did something really great, I'd be like, it's performative. Like, I don't like them. Like, or when they do something bad, I'm like, I told you so, like, type thing. Like, I'm always, like, gonna jump
to snap judgments.
Snap judgments. And I'm really bad at that.
Okay.
But it also goes in hand with being influenced super easily on certain things, so.
And then getting burned, because I'm sure sometimes it doesn't pan out, and then sometimes it's probably great.
Yeah, so that's my red flag, one of them, so.
Are there any other categories that we're doing here?
No, I think that was all of them.
What about reading?
Oh, I'm still reading Onyx Storm, so thank you so much.
And I am starting Onyx Storm, literally today. I mean, I haven't yet, but I will today at some point. I finished Iron Flame last night, so.
I love that for you.
I love that for me, too. Thank you.
Okay, so can I talk about my near-death experience at the doctor
yesterday? Oh, my God.
Like, it thinks I'm being really dramatic, but, like, you guys need to understand that it's not dramatic. Like, it wasn't dramatic. It wasn't. It was, like, genuinely scary.
I don't disagree that it was scary. I am sure you were very scared. Do I think it was a near-death experience? No, I do not. No,
of course not. I'm just like...
Well, you keep calling it that. You said I was so close to just like...
Like, I meant as in pass out, not death.
I thought you were saying death.
What the fuck? I didn't mean like I was just going to be like, done.
That's how I interpreted that.
Here's what happened, everybody.
Oh, my God. Maybe I do need a drink.
So, I had to go in for some routine blood work. I've never been one to really be afraid of needles or blood, so, like, I, you know, wasn't really too concerned, but they wanted me to fast for it, so I was like, okay, like, you know, intermediate fasting, let's go, like, type thing, you know, whatever, and I get there, and she's like, okay, yeah, like, you know, maybe you need this vaccine, so, like, let's just give you this shot, and I'm not gonna tell you guys what it was. And essentially, the doctor comes in to give me the shot, and she goes, oh, I just want to let you know that this one hurts. I'm like, oh, okay, for sure.
Oh, like, wait, what kind of shot doesn't hurt?
No, but it was
she
just
means
like one
more.
It's a bigger needle, so okay. Or it's like a thicker needle, or whatever.
Nothing will ever compete to the steroid shot in my leg for Lila and her lungs. That was the most painful shot I've ever gotten in my life, and the needle was so big. Anyway. Still probably the worst shot you've ever gotten.
No. I think the HPV shots you get when you're younger are the worst shots.
Okay.
This, whatever. So she was like, I just like to tell you because sometimes the patient jumps. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Like, just telling me, like, how painful it is, like, pulling it out. Like, I'm like, can you just do it? Like, yeah, let's stop talking about it.
Yeah, let's just get it away.
And the only time I ever got, like, lightheaded from anything was when I did the COVID shot and the flu shot at the same exact time.
Mm.
And I was stupid and I didn't eat enough that day, so I knew that was why. And I wasn't, like, going to pass out, but I was just, like, kind of, like, yeah. Like, whatever. So then she's, and then, like, second, like 30 seconds later, I'm, like, up and, like, going to get, like, my blood work done. I'm, like, okay, like, just need a minute. Like, that hurt, you know? And I sit there and like the doctor's like, and usually when I get blood work there, it's super fast. Like I'm just, I sit there like boom. And then I'm out of there. Like she was like, oh, it's going to take me a minute to put this in. And I'm like, she's like, do you get, she like gets really close to me. She goes, do you usually get lightheaded? I'm like, I don't think so. And she was like, okay, did you fast? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why are you like, just do it, please. And then she has me like squeezing this ball.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't like your veins. I don't like, I'm not seeing what I like.
Have you had issues before with
no.
that?
No.
Okay. Because I have issues all the
Look
time.
Look at my veins.
Yeah, I have issues all the time with them finding my veins.
Like, I was like, what the, like, what's happening? Anyways. And then I just think what it was anxiety. And I just got like kind of stressed about it. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I'm not kidding. I literally, it was like. Like, I was, like, getting cold sweats, and I was, like, literally, like, just, like, seeing stars. She said I was super, super white, like, super white. And she was like, I need juice, like, I need juice. They, like, put my feet up. They, like, plugged in a fan. They gave me an ice pack. Like, it was, like, they, like, I'm sure it happens.
Yeah.
You know? And I was just like, oh, my God. And she was like, oh, glad I caught you before you went out. And I'm like, okay.
Sounds like the bedside manner of this person was not the
best.
She
was like, well, sometimes when people are lightheaded, I like to lay them down. And I'm like, yeah, but I've done this before. And like, this hasn't happened. She's like, okay, well, you know, just, are you okay? Like, maybe you should just sit here for a few minutes. I'm like, okay. She's like, be really careful. Like, she was freaking me out. Like, yeah. I'm like, dude, like, she's like, oh, thank God I got
enough.
Making
blood. It worse.
Yeah, she's like, thank God I got enough and I don't have to poke you again. And I'm like, I wouldn't let you poke me again, quite honestly. And because she was trying to get it out so quick that she, like, scratched me with the needle. And I'm like, all right.
I'm out.
Drink my apple juice, ate the granola bar. And they were like, yeah, next time, like, you do blood work, like, have someone take you so they can drive you home. I'm like, this never happened. Okay.
Yeah, that's never an issue.
Whatever. So, anyways, I was really scared. And passing out is kind of like one of my fears. I feel like no, like it's not something people are like, oh yeah, like I wouldn't mind. Like it's,
yeah,
but
I feel like my bigger fear with passing out is not the actual like physical feeling, but like landing somewhere unsafe.
Yeah,
like passing out in a scenario that's dangerous, like on yeah. concrete or whatever. Like you keep spilling on yourself. Yeah, you're a mess. Today.
Yeah.
That's what happens after a night out.
You know, I will say, though, like, I feel like I balance my life pretty well, though.
Yeah.
Like, I do, like, I get shit done. And, like, I think I have my life, my shit together.
I think you do.
Thank you. I think I need to feel validated by you telling me I have my shit together. Because I feel like if anyone was going to tell me I don't have my shit together, it'd be you.
Okay, I know that's a good thing.
I literally still have more things, so.
Oh, geez. Okay. Okay, let's go. Come on.
Have you heard of Bonnie Blue?
Nope.
Okay. This woman.
Yes. I sent you and Mom the Instagram. I know what you're talking about now.
This woman slept with a thousand men in under 12 hours.
Yeah.
And is now pregnant.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I'm kind of like, so that's a lot of paternity tests, I guess. But then it's like, no, apparently she was pregnant before she did that. And I'm like, I just want to know who signed up for that. Like, it was like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah. Well, my bigger concern when it like popped up in my Instagram feed was, why did Instagram think I wanted to see this? Because I didn't need to see that.
Yeah. Sorry, my foot's asleep, so it's, like, distracting.
It's gross. And that's just crazy.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. Anyways, I'm moving on because that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Let's talk about coconut cult.
I don't know what that is.
It's this, and Sydney Wade takes it. It's, like, this, like, let me educate myself first. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's good for you. And people are taking a spoonful of it and eating it every day.
Okay. So here's the thing. I feel like this shit kind of ebbs and flows, right? People are like, oh, everybody needs to ingest this. And then everybody needs to ingest
Energize
that.
Your gut. Whatever. That's all I have to say about that. Moving on. One more thing before we end this session. I've been thinking recently about, like, what's something that you really wish could just, like, come back? You know? Like, what happened to, like, good rom-coms?
They turned into TV shows. I feel like we somewhat touched on this last week when we were talking about, like, book adaptations. I feel like movies are not as popular as TV shows.
Yeah.
So I feel like nobody is creating, like, if they're going to create a little rom-com, they're going to make it a TV show and try to.
Or it's like some stupid, like, Hallmark vibe-y movie that they put on Netflix. And I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I don't know. It was just, like, something I was thinking about. Like, what?
I don't know. I can't really think of anything. I feel like my brain keeps trying to go to, like, a certain type of music or, like, a certain type of book. But I feel like, I don't know.
Why do I, like, have, why do I, like, get drunk and then just, like, go on Bumble?
Oh, my God, Allie. Any updates on your dating life for the crew?
No, but I don't know what I said last week, but I literally had, like, a date planned and just got unmatched with. So, if you're a man, which you're not, because if you're a man listening to this, then,
you're, you know, probably
respect,
not.
Whatever. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Yeah. Like, all you said last week was that we were on your apps and that you would schedule a date.
Scheduled a date.
Yes.
And then I
get ghosted.
And it's not even, like, ghosted. It's just, like,
well, he didn't text you back.
So here's, and unmatched here's the you theory. Here's the theory that. Well, and then I asked Jamie about it, and he also agreed that that was probably the case. I was chatting with him on Valentine's Day, and he said he had dinner with his friends. Where are you going for dinner with your friends on Valentine's Day? Like,
here, do you want to share the theory with the group?
Yeah, the theory is that it was not dinner with friends. It was dinner with a girlfriend or a girl, and the girl found out.
I just feel like my theory in that scenario is guys, he made plans with you, and then he kept going on the apps, and then he matched or whatever, talked to somebody else, and made plans with somebody else instead. And instead of, you know, and thought, oh, this person is better. And instead of being a grown up and telling you and just rescheduling or scheduling them on a different day because that makes more sense, he was just a dick and ghosted you.
Yeah, that's possible.
I don't know.
Whatever. That's all I have to say on that topic.
All right. We should probably wrap this up because Lila's going to be awake soon and then I don't know where the rest of today is leading, but if you made it all the way to the end, comment with, oh, what the hell did we even talk about in this episode?
Maybe like the little coffee mug.
The coffee emoji, because we had coffee today.
Elise is so funny. She was like, yeah, I was like watching the YouTube video and it was just like again and again, just like, I was, like, commenting, but of course I commented my carousel pony first. I'm like, you're so
my carousel
funny.
Pony. And, yeah, so if you're on YouTube, like and subscribe. If you are on the other podcast platforms, please rate and review. And we will see you next week. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
Okay, anyway, should you take a picture of our coffee for the gram before? No, it's not cute.
No.
Can I put that in the bloopers?
So many things all the time.